My name is Sarah Vioso. In May of 2020, I was diagnosed with glioblastoma, the most aggressive type of brain cancer known. This is my spiritual journey of completely surrendering to God's will while healing my soul through His grace. Welcome to Surviving Fear. Episode 32, Celebrate. Okay, be truthful. Were you just dancing? Because I was dancing. I was sitting here in my seat. You probably heard the creaking. I was dancing as I was listening to that song. The title of this one is Celebrate, because that's what we need to do. You need to find more reasons to celebrate. And I want to open this up with about my cousin Angela's wedding. So I've talked about, last episode, I talked about my cousins on my dad's side, and there's 8 of us. Well, on my mom's side, there's just 3 of us. There's me and my brother and my cousin Angela. She's named Angela because she's named after my mother, because she's born on my mother's birthday. And Ange, I'm so lucky, lives a little, well, it depends. It's LA. So she lives, if there's no traffic, she lives about an hour and 15 minutes from me. But with traffic, it could be 3 hours. Welcome to Southern California. But I just love that she lives close to me. It makes me so happy. And Angela got married in October of last year. And I was so excited for her wedding. So excited just to get to watch my cousin, who Angela's 8 years younger than me-ish, maybe 7-ish. Anyway, she was like my little sister. And we have pictures of us growing up because, like I said, we would go back to Steubenville to go visit my family every summer. So I got to go see Angela every summer growing up. And anytime we went back for anything back east, we would always get to see our cousin. And I'd always get to see Angela. And it makes me happy that she lives out here, because now I get to see her more often. And she's a big part of my kids' lives. And Angela got married in October, like I said, and she married this wonderful man, Brian. Yes, I have all kinds of Brians in my world, but this is Brian with a Y. And Brian is wonderful. He's a wonderful addition to our family, and my boys absolutely love him. And I was so excited for Angela's wedding, and I was still on chemo when she got married, and I had shaved my head, so that was a whole new experience of going to a wedding without hair. I know some of you men, that's just your life, and that's great. But us women tend to be attached to our hair in one way or another. I mean, there's a billion-dollar industry for hair products and whatnot. I just was so excited to have a reason to celebrate. I went bald, and I was in pretty deep in chemo at that point. I had lost a ton of weight. And these numbers I'll share with you, I don't care, because I'm 5 feet tall. I feel like a healthy weight for me is anywhere between 120 and 130. Like, that's where I feel like I'm healthy and I have my most energy. And that's me. It's like, I know I'm not a number, but it's like, that's when I feel good. When I'm eating right and I'm exercising, the scale doesn't matter. For any of you that, you know, are really wrapped around weight and that might be your struggle, I encourage you to find a place where you feel good, you feel healthy, that your body is strong. And I'm not saying you have to be, you know, Mr. Olympia strong. You know, I'm saying that your body can take whatever's thrown at you. I mean, I know we're getting older. I'm getting older. And, you know, I have aches and pains like everyone else. But you want your body to be strong. So anyway, I throw that in there because my normal weight is somewhere in that range. Sometimes it's more, some not very much is it less. But during this time period, I was down to about 109 pounds. And it wasn't that I was trying to be 109 pounds. I just had no appetite. I was eating so clear. You know, I'd switched to a keto diet at that point, and I had done that just because I wanted to keep my sugars minimal. And so I was getting my energy from fat as opposed to getting it from sugar. And I go back and look at pictures. I'm like, oh my gosh, I look way, way too thin for my body type and the way I'm like, I fit into a dress that I can't fit in now. I loved my dress I wore for Angie's wedding, but it was fun. Like I went shopping for a dress that, you know, I mean, even though I have a closet full of dresses, you know, we're girls. We can't wear the same dress. Tries to fancy things. Now I'm like, whatever, I'll just wear the same dress. But, you know, I wanted to celebrate in a way that would make me feel really good because I love Angela and I was so excited. And I love Brian and I'm so excited for this union. And I knew it was going to be an awesome party and it did not disappoint. It was probably one of the best weddings I've ever been to. It was phenomenal. But it was so great to get dressed up. And I will tell you, I had no energy. I was tired. I just, you know, finished a round of chemo, which always takes me about a week, probably about 2 weeks to fully recover from that. But I wanted, you know, it's so wonderful to celebrate and witness the union of two people and the display of their love for each other, that they're willing to stand in front of however many people, friends, family, loved ones, and promise, and before God, and promise that they are going to love each other and take care of each other no matter what happens till death do us part. I'd prefer to say until we transfer to heaven. And just, it's so great to see someone be so blessed and watch that the two of them came together. And it just was wonderful to have a reason to celebrate. And it just got me thinking on this episode that, I know I played Cool in the Gang, which by the way is just such a great song. Like, you can't sit still. There's a reason why, like, it's like an anthem of weddings, because you just can't sit still when that song is playing. But you don't need to have something giant that comes into your life to celebrate. Like, it doesn't have to be a wedding. It doesn't have to be, you know, one of the decade birthdays, whether it's, or one of the like significant 40, 50, 21, 18, 16, you know, whatever birthday. Because I keep having a thought pump in my head and I feel like I'm a broken record, but it doesn't have to be this giant milestone to have a reason to celebrate. You can celebrate anything and everything that you want to. Like, I remember when my kids were little and we would celebrate when they peed in the potty. I mean, they just went pee. Woo! And we used to do the poo-poo dance. And it was like poo-poo in the potty or pee-pee in the potty. And we would dance and we'd have a conga line. It was great. In fact, my kids will kill me for telling this, but I'm going to, because it's like the greatest family story ever, is when we first moved to our house, my younger son, Jake, was like, my older son had potty trained. Like, I think the boys were 4 and 2 when we moved here. And, you know, we were in an apartment in between houses just trying to figure out where we're going to live. And Jake decided to potty train himself. Jake's like, I go pee pee and potty. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't. Because every book that I've ever read said you do not ever potty train when big life things are happening. We are moving. Why am I going to potty train you now? We're not doing that because it's going to be a big mess. You know, my first boy was a little bit more difficult to potty train. I'll leave it at that because I won't do that to my son. But the second one, he was just pretty much did it himself. And he's like, I go pee pee and potty. I go poo poo and potty. I was like, oh my gosh. I was like, I guess we're doing this. So we moved to our new house and we have a backyard and it's summertime. And guess what? I don't I grew up in Texas, guys. You know, it's like if you're out in a pasture, you don't need to run in to go to the bathroom. You just, you know, go pee in the woods somewhere. And I'm sorry, this is getting a little bit more graphic than I really had intended for this to go. But I'm in the house, like getting things together. And Adam comes in and he's four. He goes, "Mommy, you need to come outside." And I said, "Why, honey?" And he goes, "Mommy, come outside." So I follow him outside in the backyard, and there's Jake with his pants down around his ankles, jumping up and down and doing the poo-poo dance, going, "Poo-poo in the potty, poo-poo in the potty." And I go, "Look," and next to him is a pile of poop. So he just squatted on the sidewalk and pooped. So I celebrated because I was letting the boys just like pee in the backyard when they were outside playing, just as long as they didn't pee their pants, whatever. And so I didn't even consider the fact that they would take, you can go to the bathroom anytime you want in the backyard, even if it is number two. And I'm sorry, this is grossing you out. It's just, it makes me laugh, but we celebrated. We celebrated that he didn't go poop in his pants. He actually pooped on a sidewalk, but it wasn't in his pants. So Nick, I learned that I needed to be more specific, and I still continue to learn. I need to be very specific with my boys when I give directions because they take things very literally. But anyway, my point is to find something to celebrate. It doesn't have to be grandiose. It can be something minor. I mean, it can even be, I mean, you finished the week. You made it through the week. We're celebrating. I'm coming up on 15 months. I know that's a weird number for some people, but that was my lifespan. They said the average person survives 15 months after being diagnosed with glioblastoma. So guess what? I'm celebrating 15 months because heck yeah. If I'm beating the odds on something, yes, I'm going to celebrate that. You know, we celebrated when our boys, you know, when they were little and they were doing karate and they got up to the next belt. And I think it's just because we'd paid enough money that we finally got to get up to the next belt because they were little. So we made a yellow cake when they got the yellow belt. I thought that was fantastic. You know, celebrate. There are just too many serious things that happen in this world that we need to be joyful whenever we can. You know, even if it's like that when you ask them to put their clothes away and they did it on the first try. Celebrate. I mean, they got up and made their beds without being asked. Celebrate that. You know, make pancakes and say, "Hey, thank you. Thank you for doing something I asked on the first try. Let's have some awesome like chocolate chip pancakes." Voluntarily brush their teeth. I didn't think that would be a battle, but I guess it, you know, whatever. It's a battle. I don't like my teeth to feel furry. Like I want them to be brushed and clean as often as possible. But boys run a little differently on a different temperature gauge than the rest of us. I mean, celebrate that you woke up this morning because that's a gift. Every time we wake up, it's a gift. I mean, celebrate that you got up and exercised if you did. Maybe you didn't feel like it, but you still did it. Celebrate that. There's 1,000 things you can celebrate. And when you celebrate, it brings joy to your heart and it makes you smile. And when you get into that mode of celebration, it's so amazing how quickly it turns into gratitude. Like now I look back and I'm so grateful that I got to see a pile of poo next to my 2-year-old jumping up and down because it makes me laugh and smile. But then I'm so grateful that I have children. I'm so grateful I got to be a mother to young children. I'm so grateful I got to be a mother. You know, it's just amazing how joy, how all of these wonderful feelings that we experience always seem to lead us to gratitude and being thankful for getting to experience it. And the challenge is to be able to do that when it's not a great experience. Like my brain cancer. To be able to be grateful for it because I'm seeing the joy in it and I choose to see the joy in it, not the pain. So that celebration and the joyfulness lead you to gratitude. And it just like a reminder, it reminds me when you're gracious to God for what you've given him, or what he's given you, it reminds you you're his child. You're his child. You're a child of God. You're not his cousin, not his aunt. You're his child. And think about how we treat our children. And it's just a reminder, too, that you think we're celebrating here, when we celebrate here. Think about the eternal happiness and the party that's waiting for us. And I think of some of the amazing parties I've been to here, like my cousin's, Angela's, amazing wedding. And I think about the party that waits for us and the celebration that waits for us in heaven. And it brings me to Psalm 47:1, and it says, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with loud songs of joy." And doesn't that just read it? I want to read it again because it just makes me happy. It says, "Clap your hands, all peoples. Shout to God with songs of joy." Celebrate. Just celebrate life. Celebrate that you have the gift of life. Celebrate that you're a child of God. Celebrate everything and anything that you can, because nothing is too small to celebrate. Thank you for listening. I'm Sarah Vioso, and I'll see you at the next episode of Surviving Fear. And I promise there will not be any poop involved.
Surviving Fear is made possible by the efforts of our executive producer, JT Henderson, writer and director, Sarah Vioso, producer and editor, Kristen Walker, artistic creator, Laura Ritchie, graphic editor, Linda Lee, and musical artist and composer, Adam Vioso.